Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Wow. Look at us. Another Thanksgiving, am I
aww,
right?
Aw, it's so true.
Who would have thought?
Gather around those yams, baby.
I just spent a week with my mom, just me and my mom, and so I'm
in mommy mode.
I'm not, it's going to be weird. I just spent a week pretending I was normal.
The spring is pushed down.
Yeah,
time
yeah.
To explode.
It's going to pop off.
I respect that.
But it is, so let's all be thankful or whatever, or not, you're not American, because a lot of you aren't.
And so you have nothing to be thankful
for.
Land of the free because of the brave, by the way.
And I'll proudly stand up.
Oh, God, I hate that song.
So another thing we should talk about is while we're not announcing anything yet, Kickstarter's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming, and we've got a sick-ass artist now.
Yeah, yeah. It's continuing apace.
Yes.
Yes.
It takes work to on the back end, and, you know, it's the holidays.
Yeah.
It's hard to be a human in the world and do work.
Progress is being made.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of, you know, work on the back end, we're tantricking you towards the Kickstarter it's launched, you'll scream in delight.
There's going to be cool ass shit, which is I'm excited about now.
Yeah. Yeah. The 10-year anniversary extravaganza all year long, starting right now, really, if you think about it, all the way to probably 2 years from now. is what we're doing. But quick reminder, all getting together, gonna record Kickstarter so you can get bonus stuff.
It's gonna be spectacular.
Not announced yet. Mm-hmm. It'll be so good.
I can't wait.
Yeah. We have multiple places for people to sleep. We're all gonna sleep in one giant dad bed.
Yeah.
That could be maybe a stretch goal.
The dad bed. Acquire dad bed. Yeah. We could just our whole living room be air mattresses.
Yeah. Well, our guest room is technically my closet.
Yes.
Because I don't have closets. So Nika will like it there. But that's where the only real bed is.
Oh, my God. It's
so that's so probably
true.
The boy zone.
Who can say? We'll figure it out.
What is the mural still there?
Oh, yeah.
We're keeping it. We're keeping it.
Thank God.
Another stretch goal. We're going to do a Big Brother for that weekend. We're just with cameras everywhere.
That would be funny.
What? Oh my God.
I thought you were talking about like we were gonna mentor a kid.
One stretch goal is we'll bring you over and we'll really cheer you up so that the kids at cafeteria don't make fun of you anymore.
Oh
man.
We are really all gonna get together.
And also the Big Brother thing is not that technically far from the truth if you think about it, based off other secret conversations.
What?
I kind of don't remember what you're talking about.
David.
All right. David's like our Big Brother.
When he records those at live shows and stuff, it's Big Brother like.
Oh, you mean like the show bit? I was thinking still the like, you know, like, volunteering your time.
We don't need to gas up David. He seems the most put together.
Yeah, I was like, what are you saying? That makes more sense. That makes more sense, yes. Big Brother in the surveillance sense.
You fucking crazy.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
Lord Gallows, there's been a little misunderstanding.
Absolutely. There has been a misunderstanding. One of the other guards hands Clint this really wicked looking halberd, and then Clint drives that right through a launderer's back.
Everyone, I know this is confusing, but please remember, we have a member of the OT here. This is not a true priestess of Rhea. This is actually a magical creature called Hoffenblitzer. But it was actually only Celine here and the Hoffenblitzer doing magic.
Ashton pipes up. I am a magic user as well.
That's how you got this guy, am I right?
We think there's a larger cult of Ognos working out of Thistledown.
Perhaps we should go there and wipe them out.
Well, there's something a little closer to home. You just have to see it. And Rex turns to you and goes, let me introduce you to the last dragon. It's small. It's clearly still young.
Oh, that's really illegal.
We've only been able to feed it mead that the grizzly folk can prepare for it.
Uh-huh.
And we are running low, so we may need you to go and get us some more. Apparently, he's so weak and pathetic because of the lack of magic.
Oh.
Do dragons need to fuck to make more dragons?
Yeah, where did you guys get this one?
Yeah, dragons only reproduce by masturbation.
What?
That checks out.
It sounds like you would like someone to maybe go get more of this mead, if I'm reading you correctly.
We can do that.
I do know that there is an ogre in the woods who has been causing some trouble, so...
I thought we killed an ogre.
You did not kill Karnak the ogre.
This is the ogre that killed me?
Yeah.
We just escaped it, right?
Yeah, there's actually two ogres around this campfire.
So Rourke stabs him through the mouth, through the back.
Oh.
Well, he's dead now.
Yeah. Do you, like, ride his body down as you stab it?
Yes.
That's my girl!
There's a guy left.
18 fire damage.
And dies. He's dead.
Nice job, gang. Holy shit.
I mean, you probably can't bring this to them in the middle of the night, right? I mean...
Do we know how where to find him? I mean, we're on our way to Barry's hut lodge, so I guess we could just hack off pieces of him and head to Barry's zone and wait till morning? What do you think, gang?
They should probably cut their heads off, right?
They got big fucking heads. I could carry them, but I guess.
We need a wheelbarrow.
There's been a lot of heads getting cut off in this campaign.
We do keep bringing heads.
We're There's headsmen. A lot of heads for proof.
We're the witcher.
Well, yeah, it's the best proof.
Michael, what's the most signifying part of your version of ogres?
Oh, yeah.
Do they have...
Their head.
Okay. Which is like three times as big as you think, by the
so
way.
So what we need to... I feel like what we need to do is we need to like attach them to a stick that we can like carry amongst yeah. us.
Well, age before beauty at not doing it. And Chuck sits down. He's like, I'm going to be the one carrying it. I'm just saying, you guys need to do the chopping.
I cut the head off.
I was going to be like, ew, no, but of course.
How do you cut the head off? You've got a rapier.
I do have a rapier.
Haven't you ever cut something by stabbing it 10,000 times?
Yeah.
Just repeatedly stabbing it?
You're perforating it like a dot matrix printer.
I just want you to describe it. I'm not going to stop you.
I get down there with my rapier, and I literally do it just like a dot matrix. And I just
That's
like, ding, 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 ding. And it's so fast. And it's
All
just
right.
like, brrr, All and right. then I just like rip it off, like perforate it.
Oh, maybe not.
Oh. I learned things whenever I died. This is one of the things I learned in my very brief encounters in the afterlife.
Rourke, that was... I was hoping it was going to be a teaching moment, but I think it taught me. Yoish.
Taught me the bed in people's school.
It's the easiest way to perforate a head.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Can I take an ogre's finger, which I assume is kind of stick-like, and shake it in front of Beholder Doodle and say, "Beholder Doodle, good boy! You did so well this fight!" And then throw it at his face so that like he tries to catch it.
Yeah, you can try to deceive him.
Wait, deceive me into what?
To chasing the stick?
Believing I'm actually a dog?
You're going to have to make a wisdom saving throw.
What?
Roll deception.
Me?
Yes.
Then what's the deception? She's actually throwing a stick.
I am doing the thing.
Yeah, but you're being tricked into chasing it.
Oh, I see.
Into thinking I'm a dog?
You are a dog!
Yes.
Michael, this is a stretch, I gotta say.
No, I love this choice. It's very smart.
No, this is fine.
Because you're being deceived into thinking you're a dog too. Not that she didn't throw it as we interpreted it. Michael's right, we're wrong.
It don't seem right, but you're the DM.
I guess it could be persuasion. I should give you the option of persuasion.
Yes, I'll do persuasion. I'll do persuasion. It's a 21 if I do persuasion.
What's it if we do deception?
18.
See, I mean, both great rolls.
Those are both really great. All right, rolls to saving. You know what? Should I give him disadvantage? Because it's a good stick.
Yes.
He said it was a stick, Michael. I heard you.
Listen, it's a stick and it's a bone and it's meat.
Dude.
Wow.
Bachman, stop being a you know what.
You know
it's up to the fates to decide. It could be quadruple disadvantage. And it's going to be the same number regardless. In every world, it's the same number.
It's meant to be.
It's meant to be. Gosreel.
Tim, if anybody was not going to be behind this, I would have thought it would have been you. But you've disappointed me on this day.
You guys have broken me.
He likes it now.
Okay, what do we got to roll?
A d20.
Low, roll low.
Yes.
Wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Nobody's going to help me out on this, huh?
I'm not going to give you guidance. Well, actually, I think you'd still technically have, because we said legally, the blood was still flowing, and it's only been a couple minutes. You still flow. I think you have two d4s and a d6.
What?
But so does Rourke. Rourke has two d4s.
If I have two d4s, I'll add the d4, because he can add the other.
Something like that.
Yes.
It's gonna.
Yeah, this is perfect.
All right, saddle up, motherfucker.
And this is to people who say we don't roll. We're rolling 36 dice right now.
What are you talking about?
Okay, add a 4 to the 21, so 25.
Jesus.
All right. Well, I'm starting at an 8, and I don't know if mathematically I can get there.
Was that what you rolled?
That's what I rolled on the d20. So I'm at 9.
Yeah.
But I've got two d4s, and I just...
You'll keep rolling, because if the Lord's will is done, it will turn your d4 into a d20.
Yeah, you can't beat it.
Wait, so can... Can you use inspiration for a reroll, or what's it for?
I mean, we allow that.
We do allow that. Okay, we'll see what happens. We'll see how close I get.
Well, great, great opportunity to burn your inspiration.
That did not go after a finger.
On this nonsense we're doing right now.
Do we use it as you have to take the second roll no matter what? Or
oh, yeah. That's, I don't know. No, that's not true.
But you have disadvantage. So you have to take the lower roll regardless.
Oh, wait. You have to roll 3d20 and take one of them. I'm not too sure which. I think you have to take the middle one.
What about the bonus dice? Do I get to use them the whole way through, or do I have to for each one of them?
New rule. If you have inspiration with a character-on-character fight, yeah, you get to reroll your d4s too because it takes longer.
Fuck. I got one lower.
Yes.
I got a 4.
I can't. I can't get there. I'm at 18.
Go get it, boy. Go get it.
Go on. Go get it.
You see a stick and you retrieve it. There's no way around it. You retrieve the stick.
You have no choice, bud.
Off I go.
The pull is too strong.
All right. Fan art of tall ass Rourke holding Beholder Doodle's collar. And it's like, get it, you little dog.
But I'm a bad dog, and I don't bring it back.
Bad? But are you bad to the bone?
I run around really fast.
I chase you, and I say, get back here.
You
bring
can't,
my bone
you
back.
Can't catch me.
Guys, stop doing this. Also, Boulder Doodle doesn't have dark vision, so who knows what the fuck
he's
doing.
He's really running fast. He gets stuck in a gully.
The breed of dog I am is whatever Goofy is.
So you take the heads off of the ogres?
Yeah.
And then what?
Tie them up, put them over my shoulder like a goddamn oxen.
I would say Celine does not offer to help whatsoever.
Michael, can I say that in my free time, I would like to take up shrunken heads as a hobby to figure out?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. In the future. You gotta remind me. You gotta remind me, though.
Okay. I won't. Someone will remind us.
For sure.
Michael, we try to get our bearings and head towards Barry.
Yes.
All right. Roll survival for me, please. Everybody. Everybody.
I rolled a 3. Plus 0.
I failed. I'm dead. 15.
24.
I got an 18.
You pick up that trail. You guys know. You guys are heading towards berries.
Like, even Celine knows where she's going somehow.
Am I sniffing the ground? I guess I could just tell you I am.
Yeah.
I'm nose down, ass up.
That's the way.
I like to pup.
Beholden Doodle loves to do survival checks.
You find yourself in familiar territory. You have found the remnants, the remains of Barry's hut, and you see a nice, fresh, new hut next to it.
A new hut?
He rebuilt his old hut that got burned down.
Oh, I'm so glad.
It looks so much better.
Sure wish I had a place to put all these lit torches and greasy rags.
We don't have a place, so we just throw it next to the hut.
I don't actually have those things, but I do yell that at the hut.
Where can I put the other end of this fuse?
I got this bathtub and a toaster.
Chuck, is that you?
Ah, you son of a bitch, Barry. How you been?
Oh, Chuck. Hey, the whole group's here.
Hey, catch. And I fucking toss the big stick with the two big heads that my daughter stabbed like a little psycho.
He catches him and he goes, what? And then he looks at the first face and he goes, ugh. And he looks at the other face and he goes, huh. And he like shakes his fist at it and he goes, Did you
kill Karnak?
Well, I didn't.
Hell yeah, we did.
Yes, we did. I did finish him off with a pretty big fireball.
Here, I'll take that. And I take it off so he doesn't have to deal with all the grossness.
Whoa. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
Well, our pleasure.
Beholder Doodle notices Barry for the first time and goes,
he's barking at the goddamn TV. So, Bachman, can you lead me on the psychology of why does Screech do that? Like, what?
Don't start questioning it now after you make me chase a stick. You're too late!
You could tell that Screech is just trying to figure it out, but this felt like natural, like inherent. like when Screech popped out as the ant guy, they knew they were kind of like, I know.
You know, I would not have done this if I didn't have to chase a stick. So really, this is your fault.
That's true. Truth be honest, we didn't necessarily 110%. Do it for you. We did it for you. We did it for Rourke. We did it for... I look at Beholder Doodle for a second. Cock my head like a dog. Not you. I don't know why I almost said that. We were hoping to trade some mead to the bear folk and you know, figure we owed you more than one.
No, no, don't get me wrong. No one does stuff for me. No one ever does stuff that actually also helps me. And it's just so awesome.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure we didn't confuse you later down the road. I want to try to do the honesty here. Am I right?
Yeah. Oh, what's that on your waist?
My mace?
Yeah.
Oh, this bad boy? Actually, I'm glad you mentioned something, and I kind of, like, gingerly hand it to him. Could you,
Oh, I'm touching it!
Maybe I don't want you to touch it.
This is Mace Regnier?
That's my understanding, yes.
Wow. I can feel it, the power coming off of it.
Right, and you, did all those magics before with...
Are you... Regnier?
You talking to me or are you talking to the mace?
You.
Do you think... are you asking if I am Regnier?
No. No. I'm not asking that silly, right? It is silly, right?
I don't believe I'm Regnier. That'd be weird, mostly since I was born when you were allowed to worship Regnier. But I've been able to do certain feats and magics that I haven't before, and I wasn't sure why it was happening. Was wondering if it was maybe the Theonite, you know, helping the people of Rhymeford, but now maybe it's explicitly Regnier thinks I'm a special little guy. I don't know.
You must be a special little guy then.
Yeah.
I'm gonna find his voice.
I feel like you're getting there.
You're so overcome with emotion, your voice sounds all over the place, which I understand.
He hands you back the mace.
I almost feel like I'm not worthy of it. You're the one that saved my daughter. I think you should have it.
No.
Well.
No, you are chosen.
Okay.
If you aren't, you must. Yeah, you must know everything about Regnier. Boy, how'd you get his mace?
I literally just found it in a cave. Hey, I mean, I guess if it was Regnier's will, then you're right, but. Don't see how someone like me would be worthy for it.
That is... And you're humble, just like you're supposed to... Oh, my God.
Stop. Seriously. Stop it.
All right. I won't do nothing weird.
That's a conversation for another night. We're here because, well, it's dark out, and we don't want to sleep in the woods because it's scary, and we need to head to the bear folk to try to trade some of the mead. Try to get some of the mead. And we figured, hey, maybe these ogre heads, three birds, one stone.
Oh, that'll do it. That will do it.
Radical.
For certain. Well, if you all want to grab a hunk of hay or something, I'll just snuggle up by the fire, whatever works.
Beholder Doodle would turn around three times. Lay down with some hay by the fire.
Because he has like a little barn, right? A little shed with like hay. Inside of it?
Yeah, it's just like a little shed. It's like a little four walls.
Kept one of those ogre bones, too. Probably chewing on that a little bit.
Can I lay my head on Beholden Doodle's back while I play my guitar?
He hates it.
Are you doing that thing that some dogs do? Where they like growl but don't do anything the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, he loves it. He loves that song.
I may never speak English again.
Anyways, thanks Barry for the sucker of the night.
You bet.
Rourke, don't you have something to say?
Yes. Thank you. And here is a sausage roll. And she palms him a greasy sausage roll, but it's still warm.
Oh, thank you.
I am begging for that sausage roll.
His eyes are so
Don't
sad.
Give him people food.
I say, okay. And then I turn around and I slip Beholder Doodle a sausage roll.
Yeah.
Can you do a sleight of hand to see if I see it? Because I'm going to...
Yes.
I'm gonna shout at you.
I got a 21.
God damn. I have a fucking plus... 8 perception.
Woo.
And you beat me.
Michael, are other people eating? Who's eating?
I mean, there can be food.
It sounds like Barry is eating. You are eating.
I got real high stealth. I'm gonna start taking nibbles on people's plates when they're not looking.
I'm gonna pop your snoot so hard if you try to take my shit.
You've got it in your sleeve, you know, and you're just laying down on top of it.
Yeah. I forget
that you have a human mouth and not a dog.
25.
What are we rolling for?
Stealth to eat people's food.
Do you have a snoot with the human mouth inside like an alien?
Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, yeah, you know what I think I do?
I hate you.
This isn't something I'm deciding right now. I have this all planned out.
All right, so I'm just going to lay down. You guys do whatever you want. Good night.
Good night.
I go to sleep.
Yeah. I don't quite know what Chuck thinks about Beholder Doodle, but I feel like in a couple sessions I'm going to wrestle him.
You're the guy who says he's not a dog guy, but then later is just sitting on the couch watching TV with the dog.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Like handing him little treats and ham.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, no, he doesn't like that kind.
Stop.
You're sitting by the fire watching him sleep, watching Beholder Doodle sleep, and, you know, his leg starts going. He's clearly dreaming about chasing something.
Oh, his red rocket.
Oh, no! I mean,
Bachman commits the bit. So.
But it's a gadget. Like, it's...
Yeah.
You have a literal red rocket.
You see Screech's eye open a little bit as he cranks something. Oh, I hate us.
I don't like that.
That's where all those red sausages went.
No!
Michael, you know those components that you gave me to make a gadget of my choosing?
Yeah, it's gonna be a red rocket. We all know
it. We all knew it. Shut up.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or, couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the Arch Lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIMS subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Morning comes, I guess. Take a long rest.
I'll click that button. Okay. I don't give a fuck.
Click that button.
I would just like the record to show that Celine complains slightly less this time about sleeping outside.
No, we're in a barn. It's different.
She's getting used to it.
For Celine, this is outside.
Well, what are you guys, what's the plan now? It's me, Barry. It's my voice now in this scene.
This is your morning voice. We want to trade for the meat. I hate to impose upon you, but if you could tell us where to find the Mead Bearfolk Cellars or what have you, or if you could lead us there if you had your own business. I don't want to take up too much of your time, of course.
No, I cannot lead you there. I'm not welcome there.
Oh.
Not welcome.
But why not?
Well, I wanted to live in Rhymeford, and they all thought I was weird, so they banished me, and folks in Rhymeford don't want me neither, so... Here I am.
I think that's changing, but brother, again, I...
Really?
We want you in Rhymeford.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
And we're, like, really famous down there now.
Well, I mean, you are.
I mean, we killed an ogre for you.
Two.
Oh, yeah, because the ogre thing, nothing else right there, and he winks at Chuck.
Oh, sit down, bud. And then I get out a pot, I grab whatever, I take out the 6 remaining beers I have and pour it inside the pot and make a quick chili. And
it's just beer.
It's mostly beer. 2 turnips. sausage
like,
rolls.
Eat up, it's gonna get cold.
I think it's good.
We throw the old ogre bone in there, and now we've got a stew.
Ogre bone marrow? Mamma mia.
It's pretty fucked up that we're. Okay, it's fucked up to eat sentient.
We eat squid?
I mean, I guess.
I mean, we eat octopus. Squid
I guess
or
the holder doodle already has been gnawing on
we eat pig.
The ogre bone.
Yeah. Pig are smarter than child.
Yeah.
Well,
octopus still, smarter than.
But, like, you can't have a conversation with a pig.
Some people eat people.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like this is kind of like.
So true.
It'd be kind of like eating a people.
No, it is fucked up, and one should not think too deeply about it in D&D, and just simply not. Do it.
Yeah, it's D&D world. I'll eat anything in D&D world.
Yes. Crimes are legal in D&D world.
Yeah,
it's illegal to not do crime.
Mm-hmm.
There are no food crimes.
That's so true. You gotta eat.
Yeah.
Checkers.
Mm-hmm.
I tell him all about my exploits over my 5-alarm chili. It's 1 alarm per beer. And I throw an extra beer in because I had it.
You're telling Barry about your various exploits.
Yep. Avoid the dragon, of course. I would say mention Alondra and the Ugnos stuff, but I off the top of my head, I might regret this, but I think only skipping over the dragon, because in all honesty, that seems like information that would be dangerous for him to have.
Yeah, and he seems like he would be like excited about it too much right now.
Yeah, that, like it's less, you know, your standard secret keeping. and half...
He's hanging on every word.
Half...
That's for sure.
Rex and his husband don't want us to tell people, and half, it's probably not good for him to know.
Yeah.
So yeah, here we are.
Gotta keep the circle tight.
Yeah.
Well, he is like enthralled and just thrilled to be hearing about this.
Could we change the names of those involved except for the offending people?
This story has no likeness of deeds real or imagined. So yeah, that's basically it. Could you tell us though where to find them? And I don't know.
Do you have any insider info?
He makes you a little map.
Perfect insider info.
A sausage roll for your trouble, sir.
Y'all are just too kind to me.
You're good people, Barry. And one day we'll get you inside the city limits of Rhymeford.
Yeah.
I would make me so happy.
To be fair, I think your house is better than ours. We live in a root cellar, but...
What are you saying? Our house is so much better than this. Stop it.
I know, it's cool because I like living in a cave, but there are some people who might think that living in a cave is not as cool as living in a stable with actual...
They're wrong. We live in a glory... Oh, I'm pissed.
I love our cave.
Then what are you doing? Kick the door. I imagine Rourke and Chuck are... fight a lot more than we say on the podcast.
Yeah. Stupid fighting that's not really fighting. We're like, you agree. You actually have the same idea, but you misunderstand, so you're arguing in different words.
Yeah. And I imagine you guys just like yell and yell, but then like 5 minutes later, you're like, fine.
Yeah. Like, I accidentally fart during the argument.
And then we just laugh. We alternate farting in the arguments.
That's how you know.
Like, that's my girl.
Never go to bed unhappy and unfarted. Well, thanks, Barry. Don't want to take up too much of your hospitality, but looks like the sun is bright as hell and we got to get going.
All right, then.
I fart, so we leave faster.
What the fuck? On our way back, we'll try to sell you on just at least visiting Rhymeford to see how it goes.
When you're there, could you just grab me some mushroom muffins?
Mushroom muffins, gladly. Anything else?
No, that's it. Just that. That would be...
Any family to check in on, say he's doing okay?
No, they're all dead.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, see ya.
All right, bye.
We can make puppets.
We could make puppets? Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, we can make puppets of his dead family.
Nope, I'm going to push you out there.
Goodbye.
You can't keep saying you're making puppets of people's dead families. It's wrong.
I put away my plans for Chuck's dead family puppets.
Oh, no. Well, fine. You'll never see Puppet Dad.
The concept of like Rourke being really into making like horrible puppets in her free time is really good, and like trying to like force them on people's gifts, and like no one has the heart to be like, these are terrifying.
Ratma's like, yeah, go do it, do more.
I love your fucking little puppets.
I like that one. Do more of them though.
give a bunch to your daddy. He'd love it.
Could have more noticeable stitch seams and more angles.
Put him up in his bed. He fucking loves waking up to him every morning.
Make one secret.
So.
Take his shirts and make them smaller and smaller. And put puppet things in so he think he a puppet. Rourke! Did you stitch my shirt to make me speak of a puppet again?
Alright, what's your marching order?
Okay, Michael, when you say it like that, it sounds like we're going to get attacked.
This is really important.
I mean, I'm in the back, obviously.
It's the day we're not in a dungeon. I'm probably in the front.
Oh, yeah. Is Beholder Doodle just out in the day? What's going on?
Yeah, what's your vibe? Did you wake up like still Beholder Doodle?
Are you sweating wet?
Or did you disappear in the night and come back?
I think Beholder Doodle stuck around.
Hell yeah.
He likes it.
Yeah, I found out
your persona now.
There's sausage here. There's
this is why you don't feed him.
He does have a taste for sausage rolls. We know that.
It's a bit like a Hulk persona where, you know, there's a battle.
I see.
I nod knowing as if that makes any sense to me.
Well, no way, of course. course, because when he's hawk mode,
yeah,
he's
like his secret, he's always dog.
No, yeah, you know, Tim, you understand what I'm saying, you just don't know why I'm saying it. I get it.
I understand who Mr. Hulk is, and yeah.
Well, because, like, Hulk is like, I am baby man, who big? Like, yeah. The brain doesn't work the same.
I'm positive that's not what he
and
means.
And Beholder Doodle is like, I am dog.
No, he might be right. You've completely changed my mind by saying, now I am dog. Well,
I could say that I've been planning this from the beginning, but that would be, well, it depends on which beginning you're talking about. Beginning of this episode, yes.
So, have we, like, talked to Beholder Doodle? Like, who are you? I think we lightly talked to him about, like, he's obviously connected. So, are you out here to protect us, or you from a different, and I look up to the sky?
No, I'm not from heaven, but that's where all of us go someday.
I meant, were you an alien?
Do you have a soul?
Dogs don't have souls.
They're not going to heaven.
All dogs go to heaven.
No, they don't.
They're in hell.
All dogs go to hell.
I'm here to pick up where others could not.
Yeah, where'd all those guys go?
They had prior engagements.
Are you part of, like, a superhero organization and you're on, like, a phone tree with everyone and then they called you because everyone else left?
On the phone.
Because it feels like we've got some big issues that no one else can take care of. And I was a real big fan of Drop Bear. I have 3 posters.
9 days ago, we didn't have none of this stuff.
Drop Bear is, Drop Bear is in, I'd like to call it the pack, but they didn't like that name.
Ah.
I'm glad that you're here, and will you be my pet?
Rourke, I know you mean well, but you gotta know that's offensive.
Is it? I mean, I don't know.
No one can leash me.
Oh, well, I mean, you could be an off-leash pet.
They don't live as long.
Just don't run out in the road, okay?
Are there cars?
There's carriages. Yeah. I got killed by an ogre.
He dead, though. Right here.
Yeah, who got the last laugh.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you're almost at the bear village. So if anyone else has anything to say, say it fast.
All right, everyone be cool.
Wait, hold on. What are we going to tell them? We're just trading.
I'm really glad Barry didn't ask why he wanted it, because I had no good answer for
Well, do we have an answer for them? Because they might ask. No,
yeah, because I work at a bar.
Oh, right.
Because we get drunk, and we could just say bear meat is the best.
Don't say bear meat is the... Oh, bear meat. I heard meat. That's my fault.
I don't see
you did nothing wrong there.
I thought that this was a solution to our problem.
I just get so angry. I love you so much.
This is a classic Chuck and Rourke fight.
They're just I'm so proud of you.
They, like, go from, like, fighting to, like, hugging each other.
you start to hear distant drumming.
Does it sound like bear drums?
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, we recognize them as bear drums.
Yes.
Amazing.
As you get closer, you can. There's definitely like a rhythmic beat, and it's slow, like a dirge almost.
Mm. Ooh. I mean, should we do some sort of a role of like what we know about them, like how to like act around them?
I think that you would probably have been prepped beforehand by Rex. But yeah, I mean, you know, they're easily offended.
Okay.
Heavy into like rituals and stuff like that.
So we need to be very respectful.
You should be respectful. Yeah.
You shouldn't be assholes.
Actually, there is a ritual going on as you arrive at the village, I guess is a word that would be appropriate.
Maybe that we just walk in during it?
Yeah, you can see there's a procession going on. There's an elderly, clearly an old bear who is passed away and is being carried by several other bears on a litter. And he is being walked towards. There's a procession. Everyone is wearing sort of very natural sort of green clothes with sort of white leaves or berries or other sort of, you know, pops of color kind of thing. But it's clear that they're all sort of in a specific kind of garb for whatever this ritual is. And, I mean, it's a funeral. It's very obviously a funeral. They carry him to a sort of central area and put him on a pyre and light it up. And everyone kind of just quietly stands around and watches it burn.
I kind of feel like we shouldn't just show up during a funeral.
Yeah.
Can we come back in 10 minutes?
It's like, should we just like hang? Yeah, should we just like hang outside, like hide in the forest a little bit?
Yeah, you can wait it out for sure.
Yeah, that sounds
just like a little until we like see people disperse.
Right.
Says it would be disrespectful. It's too scary to walk
right,
in there.
Right. Like, we don't want to be too inconspicuous, but I feel like we're going to be that regardless.
Yeah. Well, we want to lessen it as much as we can.
People begin to disperse and sort of go back to their, you know, clearly it's done. They're going back to their various houses and whatnot.
Various.
Is this, like, more of a small town or more of a village? I guess, like, are there signs anywhere?
It's a village. Basically, there's a bunch of very low huts. They're kind of look like they're dug into the ground a little bit, almost cave-like in a way.
Oh, hell yes!
I know all about that.
Definitely not as advanced sort of technologically as the folks of Rhymeford.
Well, it seems like there's no other option than to walk forward, right, Michael? I mean, are there guards? Is there...
Yeah, is there like a fence?
Yeah, there's people milling about towards the sort of outer area that you could definitely go up to.
Hail and well met.
Hello. We don't normally get your folk around here.
Big smiles all around.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what you got there? Are those ogre heads?
Yes. We are from Rhymeford, and us four banded together to take down these two ogre. My daughter here did one of the major killing blows, if I remember correctly, from last episode.
And Celine blasted the shit out of this other one.
And Celine is kind of like, oh.
Wow. That's really impressive.
Yeah.
Do they think that we just came to show off that we killed ogres?
Anyway, we're going to brag.
Look what we did.
You have done us a great boon on this day.
Yes. We were hoping to trade for some of your delicious bear mead, and we thought doing you a service like this would help make that easier, since we don't our two villages don't talk that much, unfortunately.
Oh, you're right. By the way, my name is Bjorn. Nice to meet you.
Hello, Bjorn.
Nice to meet you. That you have done us a great service, and I shall bring you to Armel. He makes the mead.
To Arnold?
Armel.
I was really curious what the rest of the bears were called, the bear folk.
Oh.
And I'm really glad that the third one introduced did not follow the pattern, because that would have been really hard for our dungeon master to keep going, and I respected that.
Hmm.
Oh, do you think it didn't follow the pattern?
I guess he did, and I didn't know what it is. What did you say, Arnold? Arnold?
Armel.
Armel. Okay. Is that it? Bear in a different language?
Well, it means bear prince. Thank you for asking.
Are you the prince bear?
Nope, just my name.
Oh.
Well, thank you so much, Bjorn. We would love to go see the name that you said before.
Armel?
Armel.
Armel.
If you would prefer, A-R-M-E-L. Armel.
Armel. Well,
apparently, I don't know.
Respect to you and yours, we saw the procession and we didn't want to interfere previously. I hope this is not a bad time.
Yes, well, we probably would have tried to kill you.
Wow.
Okay.
How'd you done that? Especially Espen and Gerben. They're both very... They get very upset.
Very upset, yeah.
And watch out for Humbert. He can be a real pistol.
Yeah. We go with him.
He brings you to... I forget which one I said it was.
Armel.
Armel, the name that everyone hates and will
Armel
be...
Armel and Espen and Gerben and Humbert.
Humbert, who's a pistol, by the way.
It's like one of those shirts that's got all the names on it.
I love my bear, Armel.
Humbert is a splendid bear.
Okay, this is a lot to take in. I don't have my notebook ready, but thank God my daughter is good at remembering things.
Watch out for Torben on Bean Day. he's a thunder bear.
Okay. Okay. I don't know why we didn't visit sooner. You're so friendly and informative.
Oh, we're not that friendly.
Why are you so friendly then, friend?
No, I'm weighing my options right now on whether or not I should take your head off.
Oh.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's a joke. I'm just making a joke.
Insight.
Would you eat us or would you just kill us?
27 insight.
He's not going to. He doesn't want to kill you or eat you.
He's okay. Just fucking around.
He's having a laugh.
We're mostly vegetarians.
Oh, huh.
Eat a lot of berries.
No. It got me for a second.
Everyone gets 3.
I want to roll an insight. I feel like they're cannibals.
Yeah, I want to roll an insight on Michael. Yeah. Do you feel good about yourself?
No.
That is I'm true. Not okay.
So he brings you in to meet Armel. Armel goes,
"Hello, I'm Armel. My voice is similar but different."
It sounds a lot different to me, right, gang?
Yeah.
For sure. Yes, very different.
Extremely discernible.
Hmm.
All right. What can I do for you? Oh my god, is that Karnak's head?
Yes.
We brought this for you.
And we would like some bear mead in exchange as a sign of good tidings between our lands.
Well.
Fucking killing it.
Wow. Roll persuasion.
Okay.
With advantage.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, I rolled a 1, so we're going to go with a higher one, which was a 7 plus 9, a 16.
Well, you have done us a great service, so I don't know why just our mead. It usually only the bear folk like it.
Well, you know, we just got a hankering, and we thought it's been so long since the two, you know, Rhymeford and the bear people have been together. And what are the bear folk most famous for, if not their mead?
So true.
And their amazing rituals.
Yeah. How about, gang, how about we take a sip of mead right now?
I would love.
Oh, do you want to throw one back?
Yeah, right, gang?
Yeah,
at 10 a.m.
How about you, dog friend?
Can you put mine in a bowl on the floor?
Michael, I would like to say I did take Beholden Doodle out for a walk this morning.
Who?
Beholden Doodle.
It's not our fault when we mess up your names.
I said it right.
No, you didn't. Beholder Doodle.
What is it?
Beholder Doodle. It's Beholder Doodle.
Beholder Doodle. Beholden Doodle?
It's a crossbreed.
Whatever.
Yeah, you said the past tense of Beholder Doodle.
Oh, okay. Beholder Doodle.
Beheld Doodle?
Beheld Doodle.
I walk there. He's beholden to my heart. I walk Beholder Doodle. And let them outside, and I try to just do everything to show Chuck that I am a responsible, not teenage 20-year-old.
What the fuck are you doing?
You know I can open doors for myself, right?
That's a guy. It's also the walk for which you took him on was a several-hour hike through the woods that we also were on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you loved it.
I was just pissing and shitting the whole time.
Stop!
Yeah, peeing on every tree.
Yeah, every tree. Every single one.
I do pick up his poop, though.
Oh, my God.
Wow. We're responsible.
It's just a human man's turd.
I you know, that happens, listener. We don't need to talk about what we all look. Stop.
This is, you know, we usually don't go into bathroom business on this show, but maybe we should start.
Maybe we should start.
Yeah. Holiday special.
This is the start of a new era.
He rolls out 2 big old barrels of beer.
Mead.
I guess it's mead. Bear mead.
I was like, if this is beer, I will make him take it back and give us the mead.
It's not what I asked for.
Son of a bitch.
We asked for mead, you asshole. Now I know why we hate the fucking bears.
Yes, we made of bees, not bear.
And he goes, "All right, here you go."
Yay!
Amazing.
Arisay, how are we going to carry this? How much?
Oh, I thought we were doing shots.
Oh.
Oh, right. I forgot. Everybody, here you go.
It's like, oh, fuck. He's bringing out 2 barrels of shots. Fuck me.
I don't think I've ever had mead before.
Well, this is different.
How so?
All right, everybody, drink up.
Yum, yum.
Is it good, Michael?
I feel like I implied early on, and maybe that was just me wilding out, that the Goblin Pit had some bear folk stuff. Mm. But
you like go dust it off. It's like in the back.
Yeah, who's to say? Or maybe I lie. Who's to say?
Do you guys drink your bear mead?
So I drink it so fast.
Hell yeah, baby. Absolutely. I feel like everyone around me does it.
I drink it slow and savor it, baby.
All right, everybody make a constitution saving throw.
I rolled a nat 1. I got a 4.
13?
It's an 11.
Technically, my mouth is cleaner than all of yours.
That's true.
No, you're a guy.
Did you lick yourself today?
There's a dog. You're so dirty.
Are you drinking Beholder Doodle?
Yeah, I'm lapping it up.
Then roll.
I did.
What'd you get?
Oh, you want to know?
He said his mouth is clean. You heard him.
I got a 10.
Oh my God, we are all bad.
Not that bad. Not
that
bad.
We get so drunk.
You take a sip and it tastes terrible, and then you wake up a few minutes later.
What?
All of us?
Yeah.
Like on the ground?
Yeah, you all failed.
Yeah, I mean, 13.
Were we all just like collapse on the floor of this hut?
Yeah, you're all fine. You're all fine. You just passed out for a second. But you basically, it tastes like you've been chewing acorns.
Ooh.
Oh.
They're very bitter. You feel like you just were knocked unconscious, but have woken up.
But it doesn't like feel good to drink or anything. We just fell asleep.
Yeah, your head, it like tastes terrible.
Huh.
Holy shit.
Okay.
That's wow, good stuff.
It's very strong.
Yay.
I can't wait to take this every night before sleeping.
Don't.
A little nightcap.
How much do you need to drink to sleep for any significant period of time?
Yeah, we're like a baby amount.
It only lasts for like a few minutes.
How long have we been out?
You barely hit the ground.
Oh,
great job. Most folks like you are out for a solid hour.
Whoa.
Oh.
Lord practiced.
Huh. We were drinking a lot last night.
Or whatever night it was.
I drank the whole
barrel.
Yeah. I was going to say a whole glass. But then I was like, I don't want to be sleeping the whole time.
Can I mix this with ginger beer?
Ooh. Can I have... How does it taste with a sausage roll?
I mean, it would still taste terrible.
I'm trying to figure out a good cocktail for this. Because, you know, I can figure it out. Okay. Well, I hate to be someone who purchases and leaves, but we don't want to overstay our welcome, right?
And we don't want to intrude on your funeral or anything like that.
But wait, there's just one more thing I have to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
And we'll find out what that thing is next.
You got us! You got us!
There isn't another thing. I just made that up.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I'm glad you said that, because I was like, that's bad. That's bad what you said, but that's good what you said.
There's not another thing.
We're just ending it here. Sometimes you gotta end it here.
Sometimes you need to end it.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta end.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening, whether you're in the podcast verse or on twitch.tv/geeklyinc every single Tuesday and only on Tuesday, much like this Wednesday that we're recording. If you do #turkey in the Twitch chat right now, you have a chance to win dice. That's right, Die Hard Dice. Offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark, and you get 15% off your goddamn order at dieharddice.com.
Mm-hmm. Treat yourself. Little dice.
We get a kissy of that. #ad. I like to think that if I forget to say it once,
we're going down.
Our door is going to get kicked down.
Yes.
We're going to get Alien Gonzalez.
This is a fucking sponsored ad.
No more mommy blogger mishaps.
Oh, no. What happened to Michael?
Michael.
Oh,
Michael.
Michael.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. The FBI Michael. Got him.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, freaking frick.
You got swatted.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Congratulations to ZoomToons. You have won.
Sure.
The Die Hard Dice code. That means you get Die Hard Dice. And you can still enter in the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark to get 15% off your order, you lucky duck.
Can. So true.
Be the number one winner at Thanksgiving with DieHardDice.com.
Well, gosh, thank you so much, Die Hard. And thank you to all of you out there. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. We're at D&D Podcast. We're also on Instagram @greetingsadventurers. If you want to get in touch with me, I'm at Thrifty Nerd. And you can also check out my Patreon, or I'll say my YouTube, at youtube.com/@ThriftyNerd or Thrifty Crafting. It's not confusing at all.
But do you still have youtube.com/ThriftyCrafting?
Yes. youtube.com/ThriftyCrafting works.
That feels easier.
It does feel easier. And go to drinksanddaggers.com because we are having a holiday sale.
Ooh.
Check it out.
Hell yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. It's a good way to find out if I'm streaming over on twitch.tv/geeklyinc or if there's any other fun content like Jennifer and I's very special Patreon, patreon.com/contenthole. We started it to help fund and make Tribulation Farce, but really, it's for all the fun stuff for which Jennifer and I want to do. As of recording this episode, we've done 3 special bonus episodes in the very first week of the Patreon. But it's also, you know, it's front load. You know how it goes. You got to make it. You gotta make it sweet. But we have a special Patreon-only podcast called Content Zone, where we just basically talk about, you know, movies, TV shows,
what we're watching, what we're consuming, recommendations for things. And yeah, we did a watch along of the Left Behind movie and recorded ourselves Mystery Science Theater style, and that is also on the Patreon.
Yeah, it was great.
Love it.
But once again, patreon.com/contenthole would mean a lot if you checked it out. It's not just for Tribulation Farce. It's going to be a lot of Tribulation Farce stuff, obviously, but it's going to be a fun avenue for Jennifer and I to do fun stuff.
That's right. You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek. I'm going to be on that platform until it fully collapses. I don't want to go to other social media, so I'm just going to be hanging on. But yeah, listen to Tribulation Farce and join our Patreon.
Do it, please.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram. That's the one that I use the most besides Twitter. At the Nika Howard, or you can find me on OnlyFans. That's the one that I really use the most, at Nika_Howard VIP. All of it's in my link tree. Go do that. And then I know we're not recording it right now, but go listen to Cast of Thrones. There's a new season for House of Dragon. Check out Cthulhu and Friends. We'll be back in December, streaming, finishing up this little campaign part. And yeah, that's it.
I mean, the Thanksgiving holiday is a great time to binge watch all of the House of the Dragon.
Oh, dude, absolutely.
So true. Because
it's really good, actually. It is
very enjoyable.
I'm doing it right now.
Listen, Michael.
We almost watched it tonight, but then we didn't.
We got to go watch Andor.
I didn't have time.
We do got to go watch Andor.
Yeah, once we finish Andor, we're going to record a very special Andor episode for the Patreon.
Ooh.
Sick.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman, also doing the Game Crime stream. Tonight we're playing Dynamite Deca, otherwise known as Die Hard.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah. Hop on.
Cool.
Twitch.tv/GameCrimes.
That sounds radical.
10 o'clock.
Did it.
10 o'clock. It's 10:25, dude.
Shut the fuck up. Michael, your time zone's fake.
Michael, I agree with you all times, but
it's now. It's the only real... All right. All right. Well, until next week, keep it dicey.
Are you okay, Michael?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.